Hi, listeners across this great land of the USA, the United States of America. This is Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Ministries. It has been brought to my attention that there are those of you who want to know ways to use media to broadcast your church services. Perhaps you're planning on a planning committee of sorts, and you're seeking ideas to brainstorm with the committee members before presenting them to your pastor. We're not only thinking about Sunday morning services, but thinking in terms of midweek Bible study, weekly movie night, various activities, which may include but not limited to a clothes giveaway, food pantry schedule, team or small group meetings, choir rehearsals, Sunday church school, church revival, Bible school, vacation Bible school, or other special events, just to name a few. So some more conventional ways to use media to broadcast church service events and activities are as follows: newspapers, radio, television or telecast, emails, podcasts, blast text messages, and various computer software as seen on the internet. Now we will take a brief break.
There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah. And it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my clap your hands and singing in my soul. I got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. I've got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation, and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing, 'cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. Oh, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy.
Hi, and welcome back. I trust that you enjoyed the song Old Church Choir by Zach Williams. In this segment, I will talk about other modalities, modes, or ways to share information regarding the publicizing of your church activities. Other modes, such as using a grassroots approach, meaning using that which is dutiful, pertaining to the working class or the blue-collar worker, things that are of everyday situations, that which is unassuming, ordinary, or plain. Number one, by word of mouth is certainly a good way to get information out about your church. You can drive through towns or a specific town with a designated passenger making an announcement over a megaphone. But you must be mindful of ordinances, and that town ordinances should be observed. And you can research the ordinance information at respective town halls. Number three, make a square or rectangular sign, including all the pertinent information that you think is necessary to be sufficient for your particular sign, such as your church name, and your pastor's name, time of Sunday worship, Bible study time, church telephone number, and church address, of course, so the people will know where to come. And then you laminate the sign, and you can glue a magnet on the back of the sign at each corner so that it can be mounted on the car or the vehicle when it is motionless. This is not too practical for a moving vehicle. So when a car is motionless in a parking lot, such as at the supermarket while the operator is shopping, or at the doctor's office, or wherever, the passersby can read, you know, at their own pace what your sign says. And they can take notes if they wish. And make sure that your sign has the church address on it. Number four, you can send postcards. Pictured postcards might be more feasible with the physical address, email address, and telephone numbers. And finally, you can order commercially made car magnets, and you can refer back to what I stated in number three as far as the information goes that you would most likely want to put on your commercially made car magnet. This would be expensive but more durable, especially in inclement weather, various kinds of weather, and it will remain in place while the vehicle is in motion. To be more cost effective, rotate users from week to week. Yes, now we think back on number three, that sign would be very much cost effective if you think about it, because you're only going to put it out when the weather is good, whatever, and you won't use it in inclement weather. So that would be cost effective, perhaps in that situation for number three. So anyways, this ends my presentation on media and other modalities. Thank you so much for listening. Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network would like to thank our listeners for tuning in via eprn.us. We're grinding it out with new shows and a continuous flow of episodes from all of our network podcast radio hosts. Join in, send us an email to info@eprn.us if you're interested in hosting your own show on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Board.eprn.us. Then take the time to tell a friend to listen in to EPRN.